President Bush has announced his second Supreme Court nominee. He chose White House counsel Harriet Myers to fill the seat vacated by retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
And once again, one person stood out as exceptionally well-suited to sit on the highest court of our nation. This morning, I'm proud to announce that I'm nominating Harriet Ellen Myers to serve as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
That was, of course, President Bush making his announcement of his next nominee to the Supreme Court. Joining me now is Lee Epstein. She's author of Advice and Consent, The Politics of Judicial Appointments, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now that the announcement has been made, what happens next?
Well, I think what we'll see for the next few days, at least, is a lot of discussion and a lot of digging. The discussion, I think, will center largely on her qualifications, or probably more pointedly, lack thereof. And the digging will be on the part, I think, of the media and interest groups over her ideology, her philosophy, which we just don't know a lot about.
Well, based on what little we know about Harriet Myers and what you might know, how do you think at this moment in time the nomination might be received by those interest groups or both sides of the aisle in Congress?
I think at this point there's sort of silence on the part of some of the interest groups who, again, just don't know much about her. They're certainly going to try to root out her views, especially on Roe versus Wade and other social issues of the day, but right now it's very quiet. In terms of the senators, I think that they probably do have some information about her. My understanding is that she has been working with judicial nominees in the Congress, so they have some information. I guess we'll have to wait and see over the next few days how they're going to react to the nomination.
Are there any, again, back to the just briefly what we know, any red flags at all that you see?
As far as I can see right now, no. But of course, that doesn't mean some won't emerge over the coming days.
Then it's more a question, less of red flags, and more of what are her qualifications as
right.
You see it now.
I think that the subject of qualifications, at least until we know more about her, will be dominant in the discourse. And that people are already saying this is not someone who has a resume for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Harriet Myers is the third woman nominated to the High Court. She replaces the first woman to become a justice, of course, Sandra Day O'Connor. How important is it or was it that the president choose a woman?
Well, I think when Sandra Day O'Connor left the bench, there was a lot of speculation, and myself included, that he would feel compelled to appoint a woman to the court, and he didn't. He didn't that time. This time around, with the seat being, you know, sort of, it's become the O'Connor seat, and I think it probably was important for him to put a woman there.
Lee Epstein, thanks very much for joining us.
Sure.
Lee Epstein is professor of law and political science at Washington University. She's also the author of Advice and Consent, The Politics of Judicial Appointments. And this is NPR News with special coverage of President Bush's nomination of Harriet Myers to be a justice of the Supreme Court to replace the retiring Sandra Day O'Connor. Stay with us. We will break just now for a few minutes and return. This is NPR News.